Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Tes Vav. We are up to Sif Beis, the second line on page 244. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Eitzim Shetokim Roshan Ha'echad B'dofen Hasvina. You have pieces of wood that you stick one end into the wall of the boat. V'kofefin Roshan Hasheni B'dofen Hasheni Shel Hasvina. And then you stick these poles over the boat onto the other side of the boat. Upersin machatzelas aleim litzel. And then you spread out over these poles some kind of net that is going to supply shade for you. So the din is, im yesh beruch ban tefach, if, as we'll see in the Mishabura, any one of these poles that is hanging over the boat has a thickness of a tefach, o afilu ein beruch ban tefach, or even if none of the poles have a tefach in their width, im ein bein zela zeh shlosh tefachim, if there are any two poles that are within three tefachim of each other that we can say lovud and view them as if they are together, in either of these two cases, chashivi ka'ohel, then it's considered that the poles themselves are already an ohel, umutter lifros aleim b'shabbos machatzelas, and because it's already an ohel, you're being mosif al ohel arai, you can then spread out the mat over the poles. Tahavile tosefes ohel arai v'shari. That is considered adding on to a temporary tent, which is mutter. We'll chazer it again in a minute. Let's first finish the mechaber. Umitam zeh for this reason. Machatzelas prusa k'dei tefach. If you have a mat that is opened up a tefach's width, mutter lifro shara machatzelas b'shabbos, you can open it up the rest of the way on Shabbos. V'tefach sha'omru chutz min akricha. Like we mentioned last night with the foldable wall, the tefach that has to be open in order to add more to it on Shabbos is besides that which is rolled up. To summarize, they wanted to supply shade for boats, so they would put a few poles over the top of the boat, and then they would spread out a machatzelas or some kind of sheet over it. Are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? So if it is just adding on to an ol arai, that's mutter on Shabbos. If it's making a new ol arai, it's not mutter on Shabbos. What makes it adding on to an ol arai? Number one, if one of the poles going over is a tefach thick, a tefach is ready, then ol, it's considered adding on its mutter. Even if no pole is a tefach thick, but two of them are within three tefachim, it's loved, and we view it as if it is three tefachim or so, and that's also an ol, and you can add on the mat. If you don't have those two criteria, you cannot spread out the mat. And then he just says, as a general idea, any mat that is spread out, at least a tefach, you can continue spreading it out on Shabbos, but the part that is rolled up is not considered as part of that tefach. So now let's see the Mishabura that will clarify everything we just discussed, beginning in Sivkatan Yud Beis. The Kofav and Roshan, these poles, you put them on one side of the boat and you bend them over to the other side. Hainu, Sha'osin Kimo Chishukin. We make them like Chishukin, which is some kind of frame, it's a rounded material, shekorin rifin, al pnei rochav asvinim l'malo. So you're placing these kein chashukin over the boat. Va'osa kein be'etzim harbi. And you're doing this with many pieces of wood, smuchim zelaze, close to each other, al kol urcha shasvina. The whole entire length of the boat has these poles going over, these rounded poles going over the top. V'hu adin arisa satinok, the same thing applies even if it's talking about a crib of a baby. Sheyesh aleich yishukim, if it has again these poles that are rounded going over. Uporsin aleyen sadin, and you want to spread over them a sheet. Lahagin bipnei hazavuvim, you want to protect the child from the flies. So again, im hachishukim nasim mibodyom bederoshin esbayer. If these chishukim were made from before Shabbos and the way that we explain, so mutter lefrosa le'en sadim b'Shabbos, then you are allowed to spread out a sheet over them on Shabbos. V'im lav aser, and if not, it's not allowed. V'hu adin da'aser lefros sadin al ha'agolo. So too, you're not allowed to spread out a sheet over a wagon. Da'asui gamkein lohogin amashet ha'tev avi ka'ohel. That is also a sheet that is there to protect what is underneath it, and it's an ohel. Im lo shaya paras kfar mi erev Shabbos baruch al tefach. Unless, of course, it was spread out already a tefach from before Shabbos, kemo shekazav al shulchan aruch. V'hodu lo chashivi kol zeh lo al keva. The reason why all these examples are considered ol arai and they're not considered ol keva, haynu mishum de'ein osin oson el lefishav lo l'skayim. All these things are done for a short period of time. They're done temporarily as a covering, and they're not there to last. So the two criteria. Number one, Sifkot and Yud Gimel. If one of the poles has Beruch Ban Tefach, Sharochav ha'eitz ha'ogol ha'yatefach. If one of these rounded pieces of wood has the thickness of a tefach, va'afilu rak be'echad mehen, you only need a tefach with in one of the pieces of wood. V'chein ma'ashakosav, and so too with the second criteria. Im ein bein zel azeh, if you have between two of the pieces of wood less than three tefachim, hainu gam kein afilu rak mokam echad. It has to be only between one set of poles, between A and B is good enough. And then amrin and lavud. That's even better. It's ke'ilu, you have three tefachim that's already covered, and adding on to it would be mosif on an olarai, which is mutter. So if you have one of these two criteria, it's considered an olarai already, and you're allowed to add on to it. The davka lasos olarai mitchila aser. Like we discussed last night, specifically making an ol arai from the beginning is forbidden. Avalim nase kfar, but if it's made already, mutter lahos of a love, you're allowed to add to it. Ubaze, in this case, kevan shahaya be'etz echad rochav tefach, since one of the pieces of wood was the width of a tefach, tuhu shir ohel, which is the measurement of an ohel, o shahaya pachos min shlosh tefachim bein zeh lazeh, tuhu shir lovud, or between two poles less than three, so you have the shir lovud, havi kamo ha'itzim b'chubarim yachad, it's as if those two pieces of wood are attached together, b'shir shlosh tefachim, and memeila choshev nasa ol mikfar. So it's considered the ol is already made, and all you're doing by spreading the machatzelas or the sadin over it is adding on to an ol arai, which is mutter. Umitam zeh sif katan tezvav. We then switch gears in the Mechaber. We said for this reason, stam a mat that is spread out of tefach, you're allowed to spread it out the rest of the way. Ratzalomar, dahachanam here also, kevon dahaya tefach prusam ibodyom. Since it was a tefach spread out from before Shabbos, mutter achakach lifros od, you're allowed to spread out more. De'enu ela kemosav el olarai, because again, all you're doing is adding on to a temporary tent. Ava belavach yasser. But if you don't have the existing tefach from before, then it's making an ol arai from the beginning, and that is forbidden. The after will come on b'sif gimel amrinan. And even though we're going to see tomorrow night in sif gimel, de'eino aser mishum ol arai elokeshaosa gamachitzos tahtov, we're going to see tomorrow night it's only aser to make an ol arai when you're also making walls underneath. And over here there's no walls, you're just making the ol on top. Shani hocha sha'osa lehedya bishvil ohel letzel o lohagim bipnei atzina v'agishomim. Ukemoshe gasati lekamei b'sif gimel. We'll see this as well tomorrow night, that you only need to have walls when you're putting the roof on top, not for protection for what's underneath it. That's it. You're making a bed. So you're really using it for the top. So then it's going to be a problem if you put the walls and then you put the top. But if you're just using a gag to protect what's underneath it, to make an oil for shade, or to protect yourself from the cold or the rain, so then just making the roof will be a problem. And that's what I was saying over here, only if you have a tefach spread out, then you could add on to it. If not, it's going to be usr, it's making an initial oil arai, even without mechitzo, since you're doing it to protect that which underneath it, is going to be forbidden. Sikotan tazayin. We said you have to have a tefach, but it has to be chutz min akricha, not counting the part that is rolled up. Hainu. That means to say, Shem Hoysa Machzelas Prusa L'Shem Gag. If you had a mat that was spread out L'Shem Gag, Ukrocha Mi'er Shabbos, and you rolled it up on Friday, the Tzorich Shetishar Tefach Porus. You have to leave a tefach of it spread out, Kedei Sheyia Mutter Lifros HaKol V'Kanal. So you have it spread out before Shabbos, you want to roll it up, that's fine, roll it up, you can unroll it on Shabbos, but make sure that you leave one tefach of it unrolled, not counting the part that is rolled up. Ein rochav ha'igol shel akricha ola bishir tefach. The thickness, the width of the rolled up part of the mat does not count to the shear of the tefach to make it an existing ol arai. Da akricha eina chashuva prusa al hagag la'ohel. The rolled up part of the mat is not counted as spread out on the roof to be counted as an oil. You must have a tefach spread out besides whatever width the rolled up part is. It has to be a full tefach that is outside of the rolled up part that is totally spread out. Then it's considered an existing oil arai that you're allowed to add to on Shabbos. Yesh ma'achronim shekasvu. There are those achronim that write, da'afilu hachi, that even though the rolled up part does not count as an ohel, da'afilu hachi, lifros ha'machatzelas kishi krucha, to spread out the mat while it's rolled up, al eze dover sheshayach bo ohel lehedya, Aser Mishum Ohel. So we're saying over here, even though when you have the rolled up part from before Shabbos, it's not considered an Ohel already, but if you want to take a rolled up mat and put it on top as an Ohel, then it will be Aser and it will be considered an Ohel. If it was just there from the beginning, it's not considered an Ohel, but to use this and to put it on top of something to make an Ohel, that's considered making an Ohel. That's what he's saying over here. Yesh me'acharim shakasu. Da'afilu hachi, even though it's sitting in its place, is not counted as an Ohel and it's rolled up. Lifros ha'machatzelas kashi krucha, to spread out the mat when it's rolled up, meaning to put it down rolled up. Al-Eze Dover Sheshaibu Olehedya, to put it straight up on a place where it's going to be called an Ohel, that is Aser Mishum Ohel. The Tafka Bazeshaya Porus Mitchila, Tafka the mat that was spread out from the beginning, Ukracha, and then you rolled it up, Lo Milchsi Bazek Meshair Ohel, then it's not considered and not viewed as you left an Ohel already on there. Avalisitena Kach Kashi Krucha Al Dover Achir Aser, but to take it as a rolled up mat and to put it on top of something and to start you all that way, that is going to be Aser. That's considered an initial Ohel Arai. We will stop there and continue with Sif Gimel and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.